Everybody doing all right? I can't hear you. Come on now. Everybody doing all right? Excellent. Welcome, Louisville campus. Thanks for hanging out with us on today. Just want to remind you, just an early disclaimer. I don't determine what clothes I wear. My wife puts it on, and I just put it out there. Last week I was in a red pants. Today I'm in some other color. I'm just being obedient to my wife. I don't like it, but she does. So I'm just being obedient. Okay, that's all I'm trying to do. Okay, I really don't care. I could be in a sweats and I'm chilling, but that's not what she wants me to wear. I'm trying to be obedient to save my marriage. Just know that men, just do what your wife says, and things will be all right, okay? I'm trying to help you already. All right, stand with me. Let's read first. What are we reading today? 1 Peter, chapter 3. 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse... verse 7. Okay, husbands, you only have one verse today for you to forget. Here we go. Let's see this one verse. One verse. Just say the phrase it with me. First phrase, here we go. Everybody together. You husbands, in the same way. In the same way. The context of this passage, he's talking first earlier in the book of Peter, he's saying, hey, everybody, citizens, you need to obey the authorities above you. Then he says, employees, obey your employers. And now, in the husband and wife relationship, he is saying, husbands, remember, it's not just your wife who has to submit, you have to submit, because in Ephesians 5, he says, submit yourselves one to the other. I just messed somebody up. Submit yourselves one to the other. So quit telling us, submit to me. You got to submit too. So first of all, you submit to God, and then you're submitting to each other. Here we go. So he says, in the same way, then he uses this phrase, read it with me, live with your wives. No, stop right there. This phrase right here, in an understanding way, it means live with her in according to knowledge. I want you to study her. I want you to get to know her. I want you to study her patterns, her tendencies. I want you to study when she's up and when she's down, her mood swings. I want you to study her, and I want you to live with her according to knowledge, according to what makes her unique. You ought to live with her that way. Then he continues, read the next phrase. As with someone weaker, since she is a... No, please know. The implication here... King James says, the weaker vessel. Please note, both of you are vessels. So quit tripping like you somebody. Both of us are weak. She just happens to be weaker. And it does not mean inferior. It simply means God threw men together, but he fashioned women. So the woman is unique because of how God fashioned her. It's the reason in the Olympics, you don't have men competing with women. They separated just because of how men and women were created. So he says, don't try to use this as if she's not as smart as you. Of course she is. But the point is that she has been created. She has been fashioned while you came from dust. He continues, since she is a woman. Here we go. Here's the main verb. And show her three times. Say it with me. Show her. Two more times.
Show her honor.
One more time.
Show her honor.
That's your job, man. Show her honor. That's your assignment. Speak well of her. Cherish her. Nourish her. That's the idea. Watch this. Why? One, because she's the weaker vessel. But number two, because she's as a fellow heir of the grace of life. In other words, she is a queen in God's kingdom, so you better treat her like she's a queen, since God has gifted her to you for you to lead her. So you don't just get to treat her any old way. She's a queen, fellow heir. In other words, you're getting an inheritance based on what Jesus did. She gets that too, and she is a queen in God's kingdom, so be careful how you treat her. Here's why. So that your prayers... In other words, if you don't honor her, quit praying. If you don't want to honor this blessing that God has given you, then your prayers ain't leaving the building. Then keep all that. Because God says, you cannot say you love me, but you don't want to honor her. Well, Pastor, you don't know my wife. No, you don't know my God. My God says, it don't matter what, listen, my God says, I love you not based on your behavior, but regardless of your behavior. So since I love you that way, you said you wanted to be like me, then love her, honor her, regardless of her behavior too. Grow up, man. That's what he said. Man, it's time to grow up. Quit being a whiner and grow up. He says, I want you to love her regardless, just like I love you. Or else, save your prayers. Quit trying to be spiritual and not talk to your wife. Quit trying to be spiritual and trying to hit your wife. Have you even lost your mind? Have you lost your good mind? You want to hit one of God's queens? Where y'all get this foolishness from? Like you get to hit her. Joker, that's because you weren't dealing with your anger issues while you were single. And since you didn't deal with it then, you took it into marriage. God says, deal with that nonsense. Where do you get, that's the reason I have a mannequin here. Where you get, woman, I say, where you get that from? Where you get that from? What you doing? Sit down. Here we go. Let's go. Well, put your seatbelts on today. Here we go. All right, couple of things real quick. Number one, ladies, do not show your immaturity today. I'm for real. Don't show your immaturity today. Here's how we know you're a spiritual child. Because when I'm preaching, you're elbowing your husband. That means you're a kid in the faith. No, don't take that lightly. Here's why. Because if that's what you do, then you're still trying to do it in the flesh. Because you still think if he'll just do what pastor says, he'll be good. No, when you've been praying about this in your closet, when he didn't know you've been praying and fasting for it, then when God assists you by making somebody talk about it in his presence, you will be wise enough, my daddy would say, to kibble your mouth. Kibble. I don't even know if that's a word, but he used it. Kibble your mouth. In other words, shh. God's at work. Quit talking. Quit elbowing. Preach, master. You don't need none of that today. In your spirit, all you need to be saying is, grateful, God. Grateful for the opportunity and the exposure today, God. That's all. Ladies, you are showing how immature you are. If after this service you go outside and he said, I hope you heard what he said, you better cherish me, you better nourish me. You're a baby, grow up. It's time somebody look you in the face and say, grow up! Your assignment is to go to your closet, singles, you better listen. That's why you need to make sure Jesus is your best friend. So that you're going to your closet and when stuff like this environment happens, you're just saying to God, thank you, God. Do your surgery like only you can. Ladies, this is not one that you get up. And by the way, I'm coming at you next week. I mean, full force. If you think you're going out on spring break, we're going to Disneyland. No, you ain't. You come in, you bring your tailor right back in here. Go on Monday morning, but be yourself. Or go on Sunday, but come to church on Saturday. But bring your tailor right up in here, because I'm finna talk directly to you. But today's the men. Here we go. Men, y'all all right? Come on, fellas, y'all all right? I'm telling you, you better help me in this one because the ladies next week, they're going to be quiet. Here we go. Now, mister, I know what you're saying before I even start, so let me get it out of the way real quick. You're saying, sir, listen, you little preacher man, listen. If you knew my wife, you would know why I treat her the way I do. Pastor, I just can't love her. You don't understand, man. I've been dealing with this woman, and she's crazy. If you knew what I have to deal with, you'd understand why I don't love her. I have no feelings for her. I mean, she's sleeping in the next bedroom. I sleep over here. We just neighbors. No problem, sir. My Bible says you ought to love your neighbor. Pastor, you don't get it. No, she ain't my neighbor. I kicked her out of the house. I kicked her out because I don't love her. I don't feel nothing. I don't like her no more. I kicked her out of the house. So we ain't neighbors no more. No problem, young man. She's your sister in Christ. My Bible says you ought to love one another. But Pastor, she ain't my sister either. I hate her. I can't stand a bone in her body. I hate her. No problem, man. Hey, listen, God's been thinking about this before you. He says, love your enemies. Here's the point he's trying to make. You don't get out of this. That's the point he's trying to make. The point he's making is, if you don't get to love when it's going your way and love when it's not going your way, you get to love, period, no matter where she is on the spectrum. Your assignment, gentlemen. You see, you think you've forgotten that you're in warfare and the enemy wants to take you out and divide your family. And he wants to make sure these kids have no model of what it means to see a man love a woman. And you want to make sure of that. I'm here to tell you that the enemy knows that, and that's what he wants. And that's why you man up, take the mantle of leadership and lead through it. But I know what you're saying. Pastor, listen, I'm not happy, so therefore, because I'm not happy, I'm not fooling with her. And then you make the mistake and say this: how can a loving God want me to be unhappy in this situation? God would not want that for me. That's because a preacher lied to you. Let me help you out. If my Heavenly Father will crush his own son for his glory, what the heck is your little unhappiness? What the heck is your little... You see, some preacher told you that life's all about you and that you need to get everything you want. It's a lie. Life's not about you. What God wants is for you to be holy and not necessarily happy. And he wants you to look more like him. And if that's the case, you got to die to yourself. That's not pretty. That's painful, which is why marriage is the hardest thing you'll ever do in your whole life. And so you need to get that foolish theology out of your mind, like life's all about you and you should be happy every step of the way. God crushed his own son so that he can get glory, and he will crush you to get glory too. Preach, pastor. Get the nonsense out of your mind. Life's not all about you. Life's not all about you. Life's about glorifying your Father who is in heaven. That's what it's about. So that foolish thing, me, it is heresy. It's not about you. Tell the other one. You don't even say, of course it's about me. Of course it is. Here we go. Ladies, see, here. All right, let's focus in. Ladies and gentlemen, every woman wears a sign around her neck. Every woman. It's invisible. You can't see it, but she's wearing it. Men, every woman does. Your wife wears a sign around her neck. I promise you this. Your job is to realize it every minute of every day. Here's the sign she wears. I can't mess up her hair. So here's the sign. Here's the sign. Hold on. Don't mess with the hair. Don't mess with the hair. Read the sign. Very important. Come on, everybody. Read loud. Very important. That's the sign. Every woman wears it. She don't hang it out, but she desires you to know that. Handle me with care. No. Somebody said, Pastor, you don't know my wife. She tough like me. She wanna buck everything. She wanna be right there with me. What you want? You want some of me? You know, she's been that so long she has seen, or because she's been crushed so much, she has to protect herself. So your job, gentlemen, the reason you can't yell it out, what's wrong with you? Can you imagine if it was a real woman up here? She'd be like, fool. Anyways, that's funny. Anyways, that's why you don't yell at her. That's why you don't put your hands on her. Why are we even having this discussion? You didn't create her. You don't get to do that to nobody. You get to handle her with the utmost of care. On her best day, you ought to remember, hey, whoa. I want to go off. Handle with care. Hey, but she's done it the 100th time. Handle with care. But she's messed up. Handle with care. She's screaming, will you please handle me with care? I know I have a hard external imagery, but I promise you, beyond that, just handle with care. I got a strong wife. I really do. My wife's a strong girl. She loves the things. She can run everything. And I got to remember. got to remember. I know she's trying to do it all, but you got to remember. Hey, come here. Handle her with care. You know how I know this? Because every now and again, about once a month, literally, about once a month, my wife will have one of those days where she just breaks down. And I know it because she'll call and she'll say, do you have some time? And here's what that really means. The weight of life have just now crushed. It's too much. And that's when she just says, can we talk? And that just means just carve out about an hour. Don't say nothing. Just let her talk. Now, listen, gentlemen, you'll miss that. I'm busy. Whoa, that's too important. Here's why. Gentlemen, don't miss this, please. When God created you, that's what he did. He just, for real. When he created her, there were some intricate designs that needed to be happen. You can't just drop this one. I don't have another one for the next service. You can't just drop this one. You got to handle it with ultimate care. Listen, gentlemen, listen. So here's your assignment. Your assignment is, listen, not that you say, woman, I'm the leader. You better let me lead you. No. That's not the Bible. The Bible says that you ought to win her over with your love, with your tenderness, with your gentleness, with your desire to take care of her and protect her and believe in her so that she willingly and in an exciting way wants to come and sit right around you so that you protect her so that anybody that wants to talk to her has to come through you because you are her protector. Gentlemen, you don't demand this. You win this. You earn this by your love for her. But yeah, you are the weaker vessels. Yes, they are the weaker vessels, but they're not the weaker vessels so you can take advantage of them. They're the weaker vessels so you realize your role as protector. So that she remains secure and safe. Because that's how her daddy treats her. So that's how you need to treat her too. Let's see if we can get through this. Come on, we got a far way to go. Not a lot of time to get there. Here's why marriages fail. This is, singles, you better listen to me right now. And you better take as much notes. Singles, single men and women, you better take as much notes as the married people taking on this one. Two reasons. Marriages fail. One, because you have high expectations. And two, because you have limited training. If you don't have a handout, just raise your hand. If you're in Louisville, you don't have one, just raise your hand real high. And our ushers will get one to you. Listen, this is so important. Marriages fail because you have high expectations. Some of you that are married now thought that this joker was going to be your knight in shining armor. And instead of being a knight, he's the day. I'm joking. Listen. Guys, you thought that she was going to take care of you. You thought she was it. And then you find out, well, she's not all that. No, you got to live with it. But it's because you had high expectations. And then nobody trained you and you didn't go after me. They gave me. You kidding me? You gotta know what marriage really is. And let me tell you what it is. It is a dying to self so that you can love somebody else more than you love you. That will be painful. It has to be. And nowhere else do you get to do that except in marriage. It is dying to self so that I can love you more than I love me. And I love me. But God says, you gotta learn to love her more than you love you. And that's very hard to do. And you cannot do it unless you do it by the Spirit of the living God. That's what he's saying. But nobody tells us about that. You just want to sleep with somebody. So you get married real quick and you're not prepared. And you have these expectations like they're going to be good. You know, my best counsel, whenever I have a single person, I tell me, Pastor, I just want to get married, please. I say, come here. And I let them go into my counseling session. Every now and again I do this. I ask permission. And then I let them just hear a couple. It is the best preparation for marriage. Because after that, they say, I'm good. If that's where I'm going, I'm good. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to enjoy my season. Hallelujah. Glory to you. My wife knows when I come home and I had seen a couple that's been pretty tough. She knows. Because I come home and I'm like, boo, listen. Girl, I love you so much. All your drama. Your drama ain't nothing. Praise the Lord for your girl. You're good. Because the drama I just heard, girl, listen. You fine. And not only are you fine externally, you fine internally. Praise the Lord for you. Whatever I was mad at, that ain't nothing. I forgive you. I overlook it. Praise the Lord. You decent girl. Because if I had to live with that, praise the Lord for you, girl. Hallelujah. No, for real. You know why? Because everybody always think it's greener on the other. So I need to bring some singles in and show them, hey, come look at the other side. Come on. Come over here. You want that so bad? Come over here. Instead of waiting till they tried for themselves and then want to bail. Two ways. Hard work. Listen to me, please. You cannot have a healthy marriage without hard work. It is impossible. You must work hard at denying yourself, taking up your cross daily, and following Jesus. If you can't do this, you will not make it. You will come up with a reason why you think it's good for you to walk out. You will. It's hard work. Number two, you need persistence. Men, it's hard work. Men, it's hard work. Men, when you used to date her, you worked your tail off. Every day, girl, ooh, them pants, girl, you wearing them things. Ooh, girl, them shoes, girl. Ooh, your toes, you done got your toes done, girl. From your toe all the way to your head, girl. You can change your hair every week, girl. You fine. Everything about you fine. You worked hard. You spent all kind of money. Stayed up talking to her late at night. Don't even want to leave her. But girl, me without you, ooh, can't happen. You worked hard, and then you got her. Work done. Conquered. But honey, I just need some time. Girl, I got you. Well, I told you I'm yours and that I love you. That's enough. I told you that at the altar. I'm good. I don't need to do nothing else. You know I got you. Joker, listen. Do you eat every day? Then she need to be affirmed every day. All right. You work. You can do the work. You just don't want to do it spiritually. And you don't want to be persistent with it. Come on, let's go through these notes real quick. Turn the page over. Let's get through this. Come on. Seven things I want you to do. And as you do seven things, listen. These are the seven things you got to do every day. And they're hard work for you to do them. And so, men, it's your assignment to do these seven. Number one, keep her tank full. Number one, gentlemen, what is it? Keep her tank full. Here are these five things. I know she needs them. I know she needs every last one of them. Affection. She needs you to touch her. She needs you to touch her without an agenda. She needs conversation with you. She needs to talk to you. A survey was done, a research was done, and boys on between 2, 3, and 4, and they talk. When they talk 60% of the time, it was an attempt to communicate. The other 40% was just noises. Just noise. You know why? Because we just love noise, right? And here's what she needs. She needs you to communicate with her. That means, gentlemen, what sex is for you, conversation is for her. Gentlemen, let me say that again. Gentlemen, what sex is for you, I need some. Conversation is for her. I need some. So every time you think, oh my God, I need some, you need to remember she's yelling, oh my gosh, I need some. So, but y'all talking about two different languages. And openness, which means you have to tell her the truth. You need to stop covering stuff up, which means she needs to know what's going on in your phone, which means she needs to see your text messages, which means she needs to have your social media accounts. I just messed up a marriage right there. Let's leave that alone. That's too dangerous. But you need to have it all. She needs to have it all. What you have to hide? What do you have to hide? If she is the gift God's given you, what you got to hide? See, the fact that you gotta hide something speaks volumes. Yeah. Volumes it does. about whether or not she's number one in your life or not. Financial security. And then she needs to know that you're committed to the family. Not just her, but to the whole family. Here are her needs. I'm telling you, your assignment is to fill her tank every day. That's your assignment, gentlemen. Every day you come up, you say, hey, boo, how you doing today? How was your job at work? You did all right? And then your assignment is every day. Hey, good to see you every day. Hey, sweetie, how you doing? Just rub her back sometime. Hallelujah. Girl, just touch her feet sometime. Woo, girl. Let's just play a little footsie like we used to play back in the day. Hallelujah. Girl, just walk by her sometime and just touch her like, girl. Yeah, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. Yeah. Conversation. Hey, sweetie, let's talk. What's on your mind? Ooh, okay. You want to talk? Okay. All right. Hey, sweetie, here go my Instagram account. I'm telling you. I ain't asking you this. I'm telling you. Hey, sweetie, let's make sure the kids got what they want. And I'm just telling you, this is how we go. Because your job every day is to see, hey, sweetie, let me text you in the middle of the day. I was thinking about you today, and I'm just grateful to God for you. I promise you, it might pop. That's it. Now, when you don't do that, when all you think about you, well, you didn't do this, well, you didn't do this, well, you didn't do this. Here's what happened. All the air's gone. Your assignment, gentlemen, is to fill her tank every day. And if you're not filling it, somebody else might. So she ought to say, hey, man, thanks for that compliment. My husband looked at me earlier today and told me the same thing. I'm good. But woe is the woman who her husband has never told her that in 5 weeks, and some joker walked by talking about, girl. All she heard was girl, and some sweat run down her back. She was like, I'm going to leave y'all alone. Come on. Number two. If your wife doesn't win first place, you lose. Listen, if your wife does not win first place, you lose. Now, you lose in many ways. Your wife doesn't win first place, it means don't pray because your prayers are not being answered because there's a hindrance between the oneness that God needed you to create. Let me say that again. You lose. How do you lose? Because God says, I want you to be one. When you're not operating as one and there's something else in first place, let me give you some suggestions. When your job's in first place. When your hobbies are in first place. When your toys are in first place. When she doesn't feel like you have the same passion for her like you have for what you love to do. Here's the worst one. When there's another girl that has your heart more than your wife does. She doesn't feel like she's in first place. And listen. You, not her, you lose. You pastor, what do you mean I lose? Well, one, you lose because your prayers are not being answered because you're not prioritizing her like God's commanded you to prioritize her. Then number two, your kids are losing because they're looking at a guy that says he loves his wife and their mama, but they're not seeing it. So now they believe you're a liar. Now they don't even know how to love their wives because you didn't set it up for them. So now they have a skewed view of that. So now because you're a player, they're a player, and everybody loses, and you're entire legacy is shot. All because you don't want to do the hard work and love your wife and honor her like God's called you to. The stakes are too high, gentlemen. It really is. Stakes are too high. So if you don't make her first, I'm telling you, you lose. So therefore, man, let's make her first. Ask her, sweetie, do you think I'm first? Ask her, hold on, let me give some warning about that. You want to ask her on a good day, and you want to say, sweetie, just tell me how can I get better in making you first, okay? But you do want to ask her that question. Here's number three. Number three says this. Number three says, your wife needs your shoulders, not your mouth. She needs your shoulder, gentlemen. I'm telling you, you don't believe me. What sex is for the guy, conversation is for her. She needs your shoulder. I know my wife's schedule. I know what she does when she's doing it. And so I know there are a couple days in the month where I know she's going to need my shoulder. And I prepare my schedule for that. So Tuesday, first Tuesdays of every month, is an extraordinary for her because she has this thing called boards where she has to go and present some stuff. And it's just a rough day for her. It's a long day, starts early morning, doesn't come home until 8 o'clock at night, all kinds of stuff. So I just know that's a tough day. So Monday, I got to get ready for that. Tuesday evening, I got to get ready for that. And Wednesday morning, I got to get ready for that. All because I know she's going to need to talk through that. Your job, gentlemen, is to study your wife's calendar and know when she needs you the most. She don't have to tell you. You know this. You know when she's going to have a hard meeting at work and that she needs you to just be there. She don't need you to fix nothing. She don't. She just needs you to be a counselor, a sounding board. You love to fix stuff too much, like me. I like to fix stuff. Well, don't tell me if you don't want me to fix it. Joker, that's not. You need to know how to wear different hats. There's a hat that you wear that's just a counselor. And you tell yourself stuff and you're like, if I were you, I'd do this. But you can't say that out loud. Just listen. Engage listening. How'd that make you feel? Well, if you quit feeling that way, you need to do it. No, you don't get to do that. You ought to love her like she wants to be loved, not like you want to be loved. And if you're going to do that, then you've got to be the one that says, what she needs from me and the way she knows that I love her is because I'm loving her like she wants to be loved, not like I want to be loved. That's your assignment, gentlemen. Come on now. She needs your shoulder, not your mouth. Shut the heck up and listen. Listen, empathize, talk to. Number four. Here we go. Number four. Oh, you're going to need some handouts. Let me give you some. Fill in the blanks. Because y'all going to get mad if I don't give them fill in the blanks. Now, right page in the middle. So open it out like this. On the right side, you'll see right beside that tank, you'll see it. Providing your shoulder, number one, avoid lecturing her. Avoid lecturing her. Watch this one. Number two, listen for her emotional message. Listen, here's a principle I want you to write down. Don't listen to what she says. Listen to what she means by what she says. Say that again. Don't listen to what she says. Listen for what she means by what she says. Do not listen to what she says. Listen to what she means by what she says. Here's all I'm trying to suggest. She's going to use some words that you could argue and you could parse the word and say, well, since, like here's one. Well, you always, and some of you get stuck on that. Well, first of all, I don't always do anything. That's just not the nature of who I am. So therefore, you don't care about the rest of it because you can parse that word and prove that she's wrong. Therefore, you're right. Therefore, she needs to correct that before you hear the rest of the story. Joker, that's because you're so arrogant. Calm down. You're missing the point. She's just trying to share a thought. If the words ain't right, don't make the words the story. The story is what's hurting her. So hear what she means, not what she says. Ladies, can I get a witness, somebody? I'm telling you. Just listen to what she's saying. Number four, help her journal. Sometimes she just needs to write down what she's thinking so she can see what God's going to do with her pain, with her processing in this season. Number four, facilitate physical security. Sometimes she just want you to protect her. Come to her defense. Sometimes she just, that's what she wants. Last one, I get help. That help might be, she might need a coach in a particular area. She might need a counselor that you need to recommend or you need to call and set the appointment. She might need some extended community, some other ladies that need you to step up and take the initiative and lead her down that path. What's the next one? Let's go to the next number. Number four. If your wife's not protected, you'll be neglected. If your wife is not protected, you will be neglected. Say that with me. If your wife's not protected, you will be what? Neglected. Here we go. The text first, Ephesians 5:29. Let's go to it. Ephesians 5:29. Here's what it says. It says this. It says that you ought to nourish and you ought to cherish your wife. Why? Because just like Christ did it for the church, you, sir, ought to do it for her. That is to cherish her. To make sure she knows that she is such a vital part of who you are. You cherish her so much. You want to put her in a glass case and protect her for your entire life so that no harm comes toward her. She needs to know that you care about her and wants to protect her. Let me give you some illustrations of this. You need to recognize her physical limitations. There's some limitations that you have just because she's a female and you're a male. So you need to recognize those. You need to relieve her from some financial pressure. Come on, man, get disciplined. If you want to spend all the money, then gentlemen, listen. Come on, man. She thinks about the future. She thinks about what's going to happen if you're not there. You've got to ensure that she's going to be all right. If you want to be the protector of her, then you've got to remind her, sweetie, listen, even if I'm not here, I have a protective circle around you. I've got other people that I want to come in and help take care of the kid. I have planned all of that out for you because I care and I know you care about those things. So I want to take care of your family. I want to make sure that the insurance is paid up. I want to make sure that the future is well taken care of. Take on household duties. I promise you this one's big. I promise you. If you want your wife to jump you, I'm going to tell you how you do it. I've got experience. Most of you noticed by now, I grew up in a house where my mom did everything. And my dad got served, you know, trays and food and everything. Jada grew up in a house where her dad did everything and her mom got served. So we live in a house where ain't nobody want to serve nobody. I'm glad you find that funny. I'm thinking she's going to serve me. She's thinking, well, clearly you're going to serve me because that's what my dad did. And if you're a real man, that's what you would do. Listen, that's why when you come together, you got to ask yourself, who did God bless you with? And you've got to now determine where you're going. Because if you don't do it, so I have had to, and especially in the last year or so now, I've had to learn to do stuff I've never done. So now my wife's going to come home. She's out. She comes home this evening, and the dishes got to be taken care of, and the clothes. Kids, I have washed more clothes and folded more clothes in my life, over the last 6 months than I have in all of my life. I've been folding my wife's clothes, all clothes. But I promise you, when homegirl get home, I'm just a suggestion, y'all. Just a suggestion. All right. And the kitchen is sparkling. And clothes folded.
Yes, sir.
Boys, girls, mommy, daddy. There is a tingling. I didn't know this. I learned this. There is a tingling that goes on. It's deep on the inside.
Yes, sir.
I'm just telling you, you're gonna learn it. It's deep on the inside, but it does something. In me, you haven't even lifted a muscle and sweat running down her back.
Right.
You.
Right.
I'm done. Let's go. Oh, y'all don't even know when to stop it. Just stop it. I'm trying to work it, man. I'm done. Let her. Bro, I promise you. You don't even have to do any work after that. Stop. Let's go. Let her get the sleep she needs. Just let's move on. Let her get the sleep she needs. You got to create space for her to, hey, man, if she's tired, hey, listen, if she's helping you provide income in the house, then you need to share some, all them traditional roles you grew up with, well, the men do this and the women do this. Well, if she working, like you're supposed to be the provider, and you ain't by yourself, so she's working because y'all want to live a sedated life, okay, cool. Then you got to take on some of her stuff too and be glad to do it, like she's glad to go out and work to help provide for you. So what, you just want her to be superwoman? Yes. Then she should be married to Superman. Which means then you got to do your side too. Ladies, I told you, don't say nothing. Calm down. I'm preaching, all right? I know I'm preaching. I don't need your help. Just praise God. Hallelujah! Come on. Take charge of the kids. Say, sweetie, you know what? Go hang out with your girls today. I got the kids. I'm just telling you, when I say I got the kids, to Mrs. Edwards, I'm just telling you, it does something for months. It clears a runway. Hallelujah. No, that's not why you're doing it. Let me clean this up. Because some of you be like, let's live in the flesh. You're not doing it for that. You're doing it because, literally, seriously now, you're doing it because you want to show her how much you cherish her. you want to show her that you love her more than you love yourself. And so if you're going to do that, then your assignment is to make life easy for her. Here's the next one. Pay attention to stressful times. When the stress goes up, your game gets better. It has to. It's the way in which she will bring herself over here and say, you know the best words any woman I've ever heard? I promise you. Here it is. I promise you. I got it. When a man says, baby, I got this. Boy, she run in here so quick, she be like, whoa! I got this, baby. I'm good. I got this. Let's move on. Come on. I got to get out of here. Come on. Next one. Here's where I want to spend the rest of my time. I got to go. Come on. Next one. Number five says, you must touch her where hands can't reach. You must touch her where, men, listen to me now. You must touch her where hands can't reach. Here's what that means. That means you must touch her and lead her spiritually. I promise you this, gentlemen, it has nothing to do with how much Bible you know. It has nothing to do with how long you've been in church. But listen. Spiritual leadership has more to do with attitude than Bible knowledge. Spiritual leadership has more to do with taking the initiative. Your job is to take the next step and lead her spiritually. Your job, gentlemen, is to say, I know I don't know as much Bible as you. I know I don't know as much theology as you. I know I haven't been in church as long as you. But I know God said we ought to pray, so I want to lead you in prayer. I can't even pray that well, but I want you to pray. I'm going to pray silently. But I want to take the initiative for you, lady, to pray together. So I want us to pray. You take the initiative, sir. Let me give you some more. Here we go. I want you to know what you need to do if you're going to pray. Look at the heart. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray. That means you're building spiritual intimacy. Then I want you to read and learn and share. And sometimes you can't do it together. Jada and I don't do this together. So I read, she reads, and then we share what we've learned based on what we're reading. Maybe it's a devotional. Maybe it's a pastor scripture that we're studying. And we share that way. Next one. Invite her in. Gentlemen, please. I want you to beg God to show you why he brought you two together. I want you to know your purpose. Why did God bring you two together? So that you can do what God's calling you to do. Lead her spiritually, please. Sweetie, it's going to take us 2 years to figure this out. But I want to know, why did God bring us together? What can we do better together than we could separated? So baby, I want to know what our purpose is and why he brought us together. Another one, I want you to lead in involvement in community. There are too many women that are in life groups that where men are not. Come on, gentlemen, lead the way. Yes, I know we don't feel like it, but yes, we're going to life group together because I want another group of couples around me to encourage us along the way. Next one, I want you to lead the family in serving. How can you, gentlemen, come on, man. The generation behind you is watching you. Your assignment is to lead in serving. You got to serve. Don't let your wife serve and you don't serve. Come on. Don't let your wife serve, your kids serve and you don't serve. You've got to say, I'm going to step up and model for my family what a godly man looks like. And a godly man is engaged in giving back. So you got to serve. Find a place. I don't care how, even if it's 30 minutes at church, but serve somewhere. Your assignment is serve. And then what are you learning? And then teach her. Here we go. Gentlemen, for this one, invite her in. You need to find conferences that you can go to and take her with you. You need to find sermons. You need to find talks about relationships and just listen to it one time together. Gentlemen, you take the initiative. And if you don't know, ask another brother. Hey, man, give me something that me and my wife can listen to. Don't wait till you're in crisis to do it. Have your regular checkup, please. I'm asking you. The last one says this. Number six says, ask her monthly, how can I improve as a husband? This is a scary one, but you got to ask her. How can I improve as a husband? Go to the back page again. Here's the questions you're asking. Hey, what would a 10 marriage look like to you? If we're at a 10, what would that look like? Second question, where would you rate us over the last 6 months? Where are we at? Where are we at over the last 6 months? How are we doing? Gentlemen, please ask her. She will tell you. And then shut up. Don't defend it. Don't. Let me give you the three words. Here you go. Don't. Number one, it says three guidelines for the conversation. Hold yourself accountable. Ask for forgiveness. Receive her advice with gratefulness. Hold yourself accountable. I am the leader. Therefore, I've got to initiate getting better. Ask for her forgiveness. I'm sorry that I haven't led as well as I should, and I'm trying to get better. And then receive whatever she says. Just be grateful. She's opening up and sharing it. Be grateful. I'm closing with this. I'm done. Here we go. Men, I'm telling you, we live in a generation where we don't have men who are stable. Here's your assignment, man. This is a steak we got from Callaway's. Here's your assignment. Your assignment is to be such a solid rock in your household that, gentlemen, you are planted. Now, gentlemen, whenever something happens in this household, it is your assignment to make sure that your wife stays with you. And even if she goes off a little bit, gentlemen, this will bring her back. Your assignment is for her to cling to you so that as she clings to you, you guys get closer and closer to each other so that ultimately what's happening in this relationship is she is holding on to you as you seek God. And as she clings to you, she will produce fruit of the Spirit, like ever before because of your stableness, your consistency, your hard work, your commitment to God. Because of your stableness and steadiness, she has something to cling to. Woe is the woman that needs something to cling to, and you are not there. Woe are the kids that need somebody to cling to, and you are not there because you're paying somebody else more attention than you're paying your family. This generation desperately needs men that will stand up and be the force to reckon with against the kingdom of darkness. And it starts with you. Father, will you help us to so cherish, to so honor, to so nourish these wonderful blessings that you've given us in the form of our wives? Will you help us to create such an environment that she desires to simply bring herself under our care because of how we have sought to serve, love, and cherish them? Raise up a generation of men, even if they've never seen it before. Raise them up. Help them to go find models that they can ask to train them in the things of godliness. God, I pray for every woman. Will you please help them to not say anything about this one? Will you please, God, will you please help each one of them? Please, not to mess up what you have begun. Teach them, God, as they go to the car now, not to say anything, just to pray and ask God to do what he does best. Help them not to blow it by saying, "You're not doing any of this." Help them not to show their immaturity and their foolishness, but help them to simply tell you thank you and ask you to do what you do best. Change your heart so it aligns with you. We pray this in the matchless name of Jesus. Everybody said? Here's what we're going to do. No moving yet, please. Number one, ladies, we'll see you Wednesday night. Number two, singles and young adults, we'll see you on Friday. Number three, men, go get your breakfast ticket. We're going to have a big old wrestling match here. It's going to be fun. We'll see you for men's breakfast as well. Listen, men, if you want somebody to pray with you, as your section is illuminated, free to go. If you want one of these brothers to come up here and pray with you, we'll be up here. We'll consider that an honor as well. You're going to be relieved in sections. Look at the section, and then you're free to go. Thanks so much for being here. God bless.